Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Make Deniers Your Friends, A New Scientist from the 11th of January. I've been on holiday. I suppose it's been on holiday, looking after the kids, flying up. And I've just really been too exhausted from being on the beach, the absolute heat. I don't know. And these long walks coming up. So make deniers your friends. Now, this is one of the things is I think this is a naive thing that deniers will come around if you're nice to them. I don't know. Okay. This is by David Westmore and Connor McCormack. Our experience talking to flat earthers shows science must embrace its critics, argue these authors. There are about 3 million people in the US who believe our planet is flat. And they've got guns. Buoyed by social media and increased publicity due to Netflix documentary Behind the Curve, their numbers are growing. You should meet them. If you do, they're likely to ask, how confident are you that the Earth is round? Or, just, I don't think they're likely to ask that. I think flat earthers are likely to hate you. Yeah, I just think it's just, okay. How do you know? What would you say? I'm just appalled by it. We have a better idea than most. For the past year, we have met regularly with our local flat earth group. We gather in a cafe around a flat table marked by a sign of yellow Lego bricks shouting flat earth on a green background. Passers-by throw furtive glances at the sign then at us. Meetings are intriguing. Flat earthers aren't joking. They honestly believe the earth is flat and stationary. Our satellites don't orbit and Antarctica isn't a real continent, but a ring of ice encircling the planet like salt on a margarita glass. Yeah, what you should do is, I suppose, teach them by starvation. Or something like that. Yeah, just leave them be, I would be, but this isn't. It isn't that they're ignorant about science. Well, okay. Certainly not compared to the average citizen. The Pew Research Center recently reported that the US scored 6.7 out of 11 on multiple choice science quiz. We gave it to 20 of our flat earth friends. The average was 10. But when they do question everything about mainstream science, flat earthing is like buying internet service. It comes with optional extras: denial of gravity, anti-vaccination allegiance, rejection of Albert Einstein's relativity. People bundle, picking and choosing the package they like best. I just think this is what you get if you're not teaching quantum mechanics correctly. Some of this is commendable. A questioning attitude is, after all, a distinctive mark of rationality and central to empirical process. That really gets me. I think this is sensitivity to bias is the key to empirical process. So that is the only that one may be biased, the elimination of bias. Flat Earth activists stands out amongst science deniers in setting up instruments, taking measurements and sharing results. And we have collaborated with them to try to determine whether a lake's surface follows around a planet's predicted curve and how much shadows lengthen at high altitude in the winter solstice, with as yet inconclusive results. True, these experiments may be poorly designed, but flat earthers care about truth, even if their conclusions differ from their own. Surely the bias, surely the double blind would do it, I suppose. Our interactions have mellowed our attitude. The meetings are a blast. We leave each one with questions that we have never thought to ask and think of new ways to defend our scientific beliefs. We haven't converted anyone yet, but we have convinced them to retire some of their weaker arguments. Social psychologists talk about cultural cognition, the inherent human destruction of information outside their social groups. I just think it's a they've, you know, in a certain sense, they've got a consistency. They do have a social group, and consistency exploded from people who've got no idea, just floating in. But a belief in a flat earth is just one of those instances of this, of course. It's a fairly inconsequential one compared with the harms of anti-vaccination beliefs, say. But those of us who want to respond to science deniers have a choice. We can ignore them or ridicule them, or come up with, or we can out-science them. We can actually apply science to destroying them. That's what I think. Or we can engage them on common ground with seeking the truth. Well, I don't know. I think there's understanding that they what they are really seeking is an expert in the loop thing. That this is an expert that can track. Our general theory of anti-conspiracy is this: science can't be your enemy if scientists are your friend. Too frequently, science is being seen as impersonal, impositional belief rather than a way to resolve disagreement with people you care about. So this is our suggestion. Search online for your local Flat Earth or Vaccine Alternatives groups and spend an evening with people you have only seen demonized and debunked on YouTube, not as an antagonist, but as a friend. When you ask why you're there, tell them the truth. I don't believe in what you believe, but I'm open to being wrong, and I want to hear what you have to say. Well, that's a bit of a... That's not the truth, is it? Try it. It must begin to change with some of their minds. I think... I'm just profoundly disturbed by that.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.